Why is my stool so loose?
Is it?
Seems looser than usual.
I give Intern. You the, I give you the toughest stool I have.
Did you eat at Roberto's again?
Oh, the most God. Solid stool in the house is yours.
Nah, I'm just joking. Yeah. All my right. stool's plenty solid here.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's start the show with hey, a
George
song.
Is an adult, okay?
We may have already started the show.
The legendary, the mighty, the Atomics, here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the happeningest studio in all the land. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the Worst Little Podcast. I'm here with all of my good mates. We've got Nick Ramirez.
Fuck yeah.
Cadillac Kim. Josh Martin's here. Rick's in the back room, but better yet, in the studio, we have the background to all my best and worst decisions for 20 years, the Atomics!
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there!
Fuck yeah.
Woo! Finally!
Hi!
Oh, yes.
George, good to have you back on the show.
Well,
it's been 8 years.
8 years, yeah. To be fair, they were dog years.
It does seem like years. Just yesterday.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, he's already grabbing for the whiskey.
As he goes weekly whiskey.
Weekday.
Weekday provisions. Whiskey.
The table whiskey versus the weekend whiskey.
Thank you.
Fine vintage.
That's what they would have on the table for the family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not like that shit you pour on people's faces.
In a carafe. It's in a carafe for the family.
I think that would burn.
But I, hey, thank you for sharing this with me. I would have to say, the first time I met you, only 20.
Yeah, I was going to say it wouldn't be the first thing we shared.
The first thing we shared was whiskey.
No.
As you shared it off of the stage.
Now, before you take this swig, I think we need to pass this around. And this is the way of George baptizing our show.
Oh yeah. Everybody in have your a little. In your From eyes. Reverend to Reverend and then to all of
okay,
us.
Okay, yes. This show.
Start with the reverends.
Right now, the show is at a crossroads.
True atomic fashion.
There are two paths that lie before you, brothers and sister. And sisters.
It is with the hellfire in your belly or without. And if you're going to be a part of this ship and this bus that I'm driving, you're going to have the fire in your belly.
That's true. And if you're going to make a decision about which way to drive, just split the difference already.
Ben, sorry,
well, if you have
the
fire in your belly, you really shouldn't be driving.
Just run to the
unless
bathroom.
It's a bus like this one.
Oh, hey,
cinnamon.
Thank you for the responsibility.
In true atomic fashion, I'll pour it on my forehead and let it drip down my eyeballs.
Burn your eyes. Yeah.
He's fucking doing it.
That was also the first time.
You are so going to get pulled over on the way home.
The first time I saw the atomics had the first time I was blinded by the atomics as well.
I always wondered why girls wanted to get up on stage and do that. Like, oh, I'm going to pour whiskey in your eyeballs. George would do it, and they would love it.
There, when I was working the door for you guys at the Zephyr one time, you switched to Bacardi 151 one time.
Jesus.
Oh, that was not good.
It was awful. There was fights. There was people puking on the floor. Things have never happened.
I'm real disappointed right now.
Let's introduce the band officially to the audience so they can hear their voices and get to know their names before we launch off into all the regaling of tales.
What is this, 25 years or something? The atomics have been going on?
Well, okay.
Nick is already not doing what Rory said.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's funny you should say that. I got this great story.
Who's in charge here?
We're going to go down. We're going to go downstairs to Big Studio D and introduce our drummer first. How you doing down there, Ben?
Great. Coming to you from Big Studio D.
Everybody loves the Big D.
They call it Hot D, Ben.
That's right.
Gentle Ben.
No, everybody, welcome. Yeah.
It's good to have you here. Is this a first for you on the podcast?
Yeah, this is great.
Excellent.
Ben, well, welcome are to you the sure show. Is this the first time you've been on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you.
Sorry you don't have any whiskey,
I'll accept
Ben.
That.
Just run to the bathroom and grab some Drano. You'll be fine.
Ben, do you want to run upstairs and drink heavily?
Yeah, I'll be right up. Okay.
Do it.
He's coming up.
Right. And then on the matching brother here on in the rhythm section, we've got Big Luke.
It's out there.
That's right. My name is Luke. I'm another Hoffman. Ben and I have been doing this for a while. I think I've been doing it for 23 years.
Hey, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Ben just entered.
Hey. A moment of silence, please.
Yeah, while Ben drinks.
Because that goes really well with audio programs.
Yeah. Listening to somebody drink off mic is wonderful.
More than ASMR.
ASMR, yeah.
ASMR. Yeah. ASMR radio.
And then to the band leader, of course, the man, the myth, the Reno legend.
OG.
The OG, but in a long line of OGs. Mr. Reverend George Picard.
Thank you. I bring glory to you all.
Yes, you do. I am embiggened by your mere presence.
Embiggened?
It's a very cromulent word.
I too am embiggened.
Yes, keep passing it around, I suppose.
I'm feeling a little bit obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
Keep passing it around, he said, not set it down next to you.
Big words and whatnot.
Yes.
Thanks, if you're just tuning into the show, the Atomics have been a stalwart Reno band for not quite 30 years, but a quarter century is not incorrect. When was the first Atomic show?
The very first Atomic show, George. The very first Atomic show was New Year's Eve 1995.
Holy shit.
94, 95.
Nigh unto a quarter of a century.
Has this been the same lineup?
This is older than your children.
No. Actually, none of us are original members.
Not even George.
Really?
I was 96. Ben, when were you?
I don't know, 2004?
2004.
Ben, if you're going to talk, go downstairs.
God, 1996, I was 11 or 12.
I think when Ben got his driver's license.
When this shit was getting started.
96 is when I got to Reno.
Yeah, I remember. I very much remember the meeting you that night. The skate park, was it?
By the railroad tracks over there on Keystone.
You had a kilt on.
No, a dress.
Oh, okay.
It was a kilt.
Wait a minute now.
It was a plaid pleated skirt.
It was a women's skirt.
My ex-girlfriend.
It wasn't like a schoolgirl skirt.
Fresh off the dress from Missouri.
Hella.
Red Catholic schoolgirl?
No, blue, and I was wearing black fishnets.
It sounds awesome.
Well, and you put
I don't think that qualifies as a kid.
But, yeah, no, and you, like, yeah, you guys wowed the socks off me, not just that night, but every other time I went and saw you, and there were, frankly, times that I saw you more than once in a 48-hour period.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's saying something.
There's no such thing as a bad atomic show.
There were a lot of us out there. If you were playing, there was a guaranteed audience that would show up.
And then Planet Nine, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Planet Nine.
And honestly, Planet Nine is where I met everybody who are my friends now that stayed my friends for the rest of my life. I met them all at Planet Nine.
Ding, ding. Yeah. This arguably, this podcast would not be happening without Planet Nine.
And I don't know,
I don't know why that group of people together at that time.
I honestly have no...
In the pre-millennial boiling cauldron of idea and inspiration.
Thank you, Rory. I believe that Rick has the table.
I don't remember. Remember why I wandered into some fucking bar at 4th and 6th. Why would I do that? Doesn't sound like you could
alcoholic?
Have a... I wasn't an alcoholic.
It was probably snowing and you just needed shelter.
Dude, what the fuck was I doing?
Or you wanted to see Steve.
And then every cool person that I ever knew in my whole life I met at that fucking bar.
Yeah. You were picking up the wave.
That place was awesome.
And Nick and I think we know each other since infancy, maybe.
Yeah, we were like,
you were pre-atomic stuff.
Yeah. You were already playing in Reno before I started playing in Reno.
Yeah, I was in a lounge band.
Really? The Lap Dogs, right?
I was in that band as
weren't
well.
Weren't you in the 4th and 5th?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm
a
George fan, you actually, guys. I'm a super fan. I'm an Atomic super fan.
I've actually
got to play bass for the fucking Atomics. I'm a super fan.
That's right. Nick is
that
alumni.
One time.
Nick is alumni.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a subatomic.
Well said. Ding, 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 Nick.
Quarks and gluons.
Yeah. But what was this about the lounge act?
It's been a fucking history.
Was this
I cherish.
Actual lounge music or like loungy punk music?
Well, my father, George Sr., George OGG. dad, he just retired recently, but he was a veteran lounge musician.
In the heyday.
The man who works the room and makes everybody happy and fantastic. Probably the best at his craft in this region, for sure. So he helped me get started playing music in front of people. He was kind enough to me to endure the criticism of his audience and friends for letting me play at the age of 14 and 15. But so he got me a couple gigs out of high school with lounge bands in Reno, and I played like Graveyard Shift, cabaret stuff with keyboards usually. And
what a great experience.
Like in casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
how many times you played Mustang Sally?
Deal.
Over
that's
over.
Gonna be the secret track now. Yeah, we can do it.
He was actually on one of our albums too. He came in and did some horn work.
Yeah, we put that in the movie Nowhere Nevada.
That's right.
We put that was a background scene or music for the scene.
And he loves that movie, by the way.
He does.
He does.
Your dad loves it.
My dad loves that movie. He's a big fan.
That's excellent.
Oh man, this is going to be a great episode.
So you guys have been a
Nick
band.
Nick is crying.
It's happening.
You've been a band for fucking ever.
This configuration of Voltron has been together for a number of years.
This is the end game.
How many stable configuration. Well,
we just played. Nice. We just played our last show at the excellent punk rock flea market.
Your last
show
again.
This is
again?
The epilogue right now.
Your last show ever. Got it.
By the way, every show is the last show.
That's what it felt like the last 7 years.
Isn't that what everybody does? They do the last show and then they go record?
Right. Just to kind of bookend it.
Yeah.
But that does actually make this actually quite a special recording.
Well, we all really like each other, which, I mean, we really like each other.
Which is not normal.
No, it's not normal.
It's wonderful.
So we keep thinking we ought to call it quits before we hate each other's guts.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. But yeah, so you are recording a new album, it sounds like.
Who told her?
Is that a secret?
Well, you know, we said we were...
Was this pre-show shit? Did we not talk about this?
Recording on the something. On the air?
They're recording right now.
Spoken word.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, spoken word.
All right.
Yeah, it's a spoken word.
They're recording a session right now.
Acapella
okay,
stuff.
Okay, so quick story about spoken word disappointment.
Yeah.
I finally got to go see one of my...
I'm sorry. While he looks at me...
I'm not even right at Rory.
I'm not even in the room and I knew where this was going.
I'll leave it there. No, I finally got the opportunity to see the late, great Lou Reed, and I was so excited. Oh, and I heard he was starting to play Sweet Jane again. And so I had a friend who also loves Lou Reed more than David Bowie because he's better. And then we waiting for the hate mail. So we went to the Warfield in San Francisco, and it turned out to be a spoken word concert. So you think, oh, that's
awesome.
Cool. Yeah. No, I mean,
sweet. Did he at least read Sweet Jane?
he did play it. He played it anyways. But I remember getting home and saying, Kristen, never let me do that. Just, if I start
you know Henry Rollins,
if I start
man?
Going in that world music direction or something, just say, remind me. No.
Just wait, put out flyers that the Atomics are playing, but really it's just George telling a story.
Which some people might have come into a few of those shows and say, how much is it? And then they hear me rambling.
No, 5 months.
Right, well, you guys just playing a riff for like 45 minutes while you watch talk.
That. And George walked out of there with $1,000.
We did that.
Remember when we loved Mr.
45-minute song.
Remember when we loved Mr. Bungle, so we went to a Fantomas show?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's terrible.
It was an experience to be had.
Yeah. I was like, I think this is going to be amazing. We walked in 5 minutes. This is awful.
My ears hurt.
Fucking left.
Our last show at the St. George, you got into it. It was pretty cool. But people came in, and not everybody was there and understanding. And it was an interesting thing because we were like, yes.
What, the new did
well,
New Year's
he was, Eve he was baptized. No, that's Saint. Baptizing people in the first set.
Oh, the big show. The big room.
Yeah, it was a good one, and I really enjoyed it. And people were like, what is going on?
They didn't get into the baptismal vibe?
Not on that. That,
in that particular juncture.
That was the night the Saint opened?
We traveled fast.
We traveled
right
to the end.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I think it was good. Actually, that's kind of what we wanted.
I tried to climb on the roof that night, like right after the first set.
Should have filmed that.
I gotta
night.
Say, I did not
I
make
the
it.
Movie. The
I was siphoning gas out of a bus by the end of the show, at per my norm. You know.
All right, let's hit everybody with a song.
More music.
Yeah. Just give us as much videos. Atomic power as we can get in one hour.
City.
Before we start with the music, can I call the guest intern into the room, please?
He needs a tissue.
She looked at me and she said, me?
Yes. If I could call on
what?
The guest intern.
What for?
To grab me some beers.
Oh, we got beers.
Oh,
beer,
we got
beers. Christina, have a seat, please.
Your old intern.
Don't let me bother you.
Your old intern took care of you, Nick.
Oh, I thought we were going to do, she was the.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But do you need a beer?
Oh, she said she would do it.
No,
the beer's already in.
I wasn't on the pre-show. Did you talk about whose birthday it is?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's Christina's.
That's my beautiful wife's birthday who joined us here. In Rick's room.
I don't think the people who don't subscribe to Patreon know this, though.
No, well, they do.
Well,
now
they do.
Yeah. So she's here. She's
and this
a gigantic
is
Atomics
favorite
fan.
Band,
yeah,
so.
And
Ben, can we do kind of a shuffle
years.
Thing here for the beautiful, talented Christina, who's been kind of a rock for us. Always amazing to see her face at shows over the last couple of.
Decades.
A great friend.
Oh, just
great
a few
friend.
Months. She's a young
just
lady.
A few. She appears to be a very young lady.
She is.
Gee. Everybody help me out. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Christina.
16 years of age.
Happy birthday
to you. Rock and roll, Christina.
Aww. You can finally drink legal now, babe.
And not a drop in your eye.
No.
That's good.
She's been an Atomic fan since she was pre, you know, 21.
Like, well, like seeing him at the skate park.
Teenager. Yeah. That could have gone a lot of
all
ways.
Ages
she was
shows
literally
like
a teenager.
Park, you could have just said since she was pre.
I have no knowledge of this whatsoever.
All right. Should we get a song?
You guys remember going through that all ages bar debate? Like, you know, should we play bars or should we only play all ages places?
A little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no. I've only since learned to play music since I was in my 40s.
It does bypass that whole dilemma.
Yeah, because like
that happened.
No, and it's all
well,
ages.
Well, me turned 45 years ago.
Because I think
ago,
you were like... 17 when I met you. Right?
Well, I remember playing.
No, everybody thought I was young. I just had a baby face.
Well, remember when I came back from Alaska and Planet Nine was all ages? And there was a. It was already
a
narrow room.
That barrier.
Yeah, there was already a narrow room, and then there was a fence
chicken
down
wire
the
fence,
3-foot
yeah.
fence.
But I was like, "Whoa! Like, what's going
so
on?"
Awesome.
And
like, that, yeah, that way, we can serve and have rock and roll.
We can play to the people.
Do you remember the naked guy that put the carrot in his butt?
Of course.
What? The legend of Carrot Man.
That was so fucking rad.
Do I get to keep the carrot?
I am going to tell you guys the end of the mystery. I took the carrot.
No.
No.
Luke. Don't say that.
No. No.
I really didn't, carrot. But I would have.
And those of you listeners out there who
it's
are wondering.
That's his legendary.
Covered on a previous podcast.
Go back to season one and listen to the carrot incident.
All right. So without much further ado, I hope, a song.
Something went wrong.
Oh no!
It's my fault. My fault.
We can cut it.
So we'll leave it like that. Perfect.
And that was the song.
I think we should call it. I think we got it.
Sorry, Ben. You know what? I wandered off thinking, well, this is unusual. We're doing this without the signal, and it's working. And
what signal? Was there a signal I haven't known about all these years?
Shit, man, we just pretended there was.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Live. We
body
often
language.
Have this deal with the drummers downstairs, not in the same room, you know?
Can we put...
I just did all that with one hand. I didn't know if you
maybe
had
a mirror out there?
No, what we need to do is get some monitors in here of us and then put one down there for the drummer
that'd
to
be
see
perfect.
Us, too, so we could all...
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. Rick, make that
Patreon
happen.
Subscribers, would you please give me more money so I can buy the camera feed? Thank you.
We're going to hire
he's
a
right
new
below. Let's just cut a hole in the
you know what would be cool is if we had like a hydraulic elevator that lifted us down just to see the signal of Ben and then brought us back up to this closet.
That would be so badass.
Yeah, we gotta ask.
But
we,
just
like,
put a glass floor
that.
Here in this room, and you can see the drummer below.
Yes, we could flood the living room with water, and we could watch Ben swim around. Sorry, brother Ben.
All right,
it's okay. I'll just stay down here in my cage.
Let's nail this song.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Anybody
I'll
got
get
any
this
dog?
Right.
Get some dog food.
We'll be right back. city. No mercy on a poor man's soul. Lonely, lonely, lonely nights. Without my baby, it sure is quiet. She was my darling. That was before she got that 38. That was before she had ruled the state. That was before she got the law on my hands. That was before my baby loved me. On the land.
Show.
I thought we actually needed to see each other to do that, Ben.
Yep.
But it worked.
Ben, I pictured you through the glass floor, and I raised the bass in your name.
That's what you call
like,
it.
I know.
I have finally shattered the glass floor.
Bass Danny Thomas style.
I know it's kind of weird, but like bands tend to kind of like they make it work, and then they're always surprised. They're like, oh.
No, it's just like when Luke Skywalker put that thing on his head and was still able to hit that little floaty thing.
Beer box.
It's just beer like
box.
That.
Use
yes.
the fucking ball. Oh, yeah.
The beer box.
And then he jacked it with
Leia.
With yeah.
What the fuck?
Meanwhile, the other guy's playing weird, that weird right? chess game.
Oh, yeah, it was like when John Travolta put on those spandex and was dancing with that other chick, you know, in that slow groove. It was that kind of the same deal.
Was that the sequel to Saturday Night Fever?
What was that?
Or Demi Moore's making the clay canvas.
It was after Saturday Night Fever.
Hairspray?
Staying Alive?
It was
a girl from
Ghost. Yeah, it was a
Terminator.
80s dancing movie with Travolta.
I thought it was Jamie Lee Curtis
yes,
or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Yep, Jamie Lee Curtis. And they're
oh, yeah. Staying Alive.
It was very
I, you know, that was
before
it was kind of
like
my
that,
time.
Anyways. It was kind of like that.
Saturday
with the
Night
headband
Fever.
It was the sequel to Saturday Night
Saturday Night Fever,
Fever
2. Yeah.
It was Hairspray.
I'm the youngest
Sunday
person
night.
So what are you going to do
it was
now?
Flashdance.
I don't know.
I think you guys are thinking of Dirty Dancing.
The sequel to Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, my God.
What is the secret of Saturday Night Fever?
It's the sequel is
John Travolta's
Sunday morning
Sunday
recovery.
Feathering. Exactly.
Drugs. Feathering
soup
and volume.
And volume. Advil.
Disco.
Advil.
Downtown Reno on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
We have lost control of this episode, everybody.
Yeah, who's in charge?
Kim,
can
I'm
please.
In charge.
Fill me in. Yeah. I'm gonna throw you guys a curveball. What is Patreon? Tell us about, tell the Atomics about how
thanks
we
thanks for that segue, George.
How can we capitalize on this grift that you guys have going?
Good call.
Rick?
Yeah, Rick, that's your
Rick,
cue.
That's you.
Patreon, I hate being the only one. I know everybody else helps
Rick,
plug it.
Patreon, you're the one who gets the money.
Yes, that's it. Well, no, it goes to the studio.
Right.
It goes to
which
the
is
business.
It goes
to
us, yeah.
Rick.
No, by the blessings of your heart for this church.
Yeah, yeah really, no, the business license this year was paid for by the Patreon. And the tax guy this year was paid for by the Patreon.
Yeah. Thank
and that's
you.
A bunch of fucking money, and I really appreciate it. Because I don't want to have to pay for that shit.
So Rick, how does this work?
Oh, so people who listen to the show, go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and you can sign up to give a monthly donation or a one-time donation or whatever to the Worst Little Podcast. And what we do is we archive Reno art and music. Wouldn't it be great if all along in Reno, somebody was just recording every band that was playing all the time so that it would be there forever?
That's what we do.
And we put it up for free, and it will always be there. And if you're going out to see a band, you can just go on our site and type in their name in the search bar and see what they were like, whether or not they're circumcised, how they lost their virginity, and what they sound like drunk.
Yeah.
And that's what the show is. It's a magical archive of Reno and what's going on.
So I'll do those backwards now. Windy Hill. And then I'm too drunk to remember the first thing.
The 7-Eleven on Audi.
Whether or not you're circumcised. Oh, no. Right.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Should we do that
cut,
thing?
Cut.
Should we do a quiz?
Yes, we were going to do a damn quiz.
You don't remember that one?
Oh, no. I finally get the atomics on the show. You don't think I'm going to have a quiz on the show later?
But we're going to do the list. We decided it would be faster to before, do like the one question each.
It's going
to
be quick.
For each member.
Yeah, the new quiz, but they still get a quiz.
But before we move on, I just want to say anybody who gives $5 or more on the Patreon gets an additional extra like short little 5, 10, 15 minute show that we do for the sound check.
It's way worth it.
And it's funny as shit, and you get an extra song that isn't on the regular show. And this week, the atomics did an extra song for us on that show that nobody will hear. Unless you're a Patreon subscriber.
I'm not even going to tell you what song it was.
Let's do two.
And retroactively, if you give $5 now, track even letters. If you cancel it, I'll fucking send you the Atomics track. So
You could just pay to get the Atomic track.
The that's mighty nice. The Patreon subscribers at home right now.
I will sell your music once you're not here.
Wait a minute.
That's weird.
And I was worried about a video release.
That's what Bob Kraft said.
I just noticed the top of my bass is almost hitting this fan. Can we get this removed real quick?
I hate that fan. When I first started living here, that was one of the things I said to Evan. I was like, it's a 9x9 foot room. Why would they put the largest ceiling fan ever invented?
Why wouldn't it be flush
get the saws
with
off.
The ceiling?
I wish they hung it down a little lower so it would chop our
Jesus
hearts out.
No, everybody who's over 5'7", hits their head.
Hey,
hits
Ray,
the fuck out of their
head. Buy a new better fan for that, I could totally replace it for you. I have done the same in my own home.
Oh, Roy, do I trust Rory to do electronics in my house?
This is what Garp's house looked like when the plane crashed into the roof.
I am a home owner. I know how to do these things. So just turn off the light switch, right?
Just turn off the light switch and it's fine.
The next 45 minutes of the show
is
just...
Do a breaker
now
thing?
You're going
to
want to take the red wire.
I never knew home was hone. I'm a hone owner.
Hone owner.
I have a screwdriver.
Yes. Yes, I'm very snooty about it.
Right. You guys gonna do another song?
Do another song?
We got some songs
already.
I thought that's what you said.
You
want to
play songs?
Like...
Or you want to talk?
I mean, I did want to say. Do you guys know that I took your albums and both recorded them to cassette and recorded them to CD with an early like vinyl to CD converter where nobody could move in the house because it vibrated too much?
Fuck, you guys are old.
And, no, for different eras of my portable recording life. And to this day, since I have bought all of your vinyls, I also listen to you on Spotify. So that part of that residual check... is me.
Oh, good. I was wondering.
So
yeah, like I'm like a penny of that because I
did you quarantine
to you guys,
all of
like,
that equipment because we can't have that.
No, so please assuage your guilt for copying the vinyl. Spotify, great. No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean I've paid enough covers at your fucking shows.
You paid the cover.
That'll be $17.50.
Actually, goddamn right.
Right.
You know, isn't it crazy how
much do we owe you? Are you so? What's the bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
If there's a cover. Now, is it still $5?
Pretty much.
I haven't seen a cover in a long time.
$5 is a nice price.
Like
for
plateaued,
a
right? Plateaued. I'll tell you what.
Sometimes it's $7.
$3 for $10. If you guys want to pay it, $3 for $10. They're still going to play for another 20 minutes.
There you go. Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's good. He's good.
If you go to one of those shows,
the
they're
wheeling
like,
and the dealing.
It's like $25. And you're like, what? what's the name? They're like, hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
Nope. I want whiskey.
Vote. $3.
It was like when all the local buffets went up to 30 bucks, and I was like, what the fuck are you? Nobody's going to buy a buffet for 30 bucks. I could get sushi. Mm-hmm. You a-holes.
Yeah, but if you get two for one, it's only 15 bucks.
I don't have a wife like everybody else.
Maybe you need to get a stomach wife.
A stomach wife?
Like somebody can just
I go to that $30 buffet because it's split in two for locals. You know,
you got them.
I grab like a motherfucker, but I don't. I go to the buffet and I get tangent, the two for one. But
no, it's okay.
I ate too much crab.
That, man, I go out to the dumpster.
It was awesome.
It's
I saw
free
some
out
other,
there.
I saw some other really cool people when, there. It was awesome.
When Nick starts talking, George takes the seat.
George, are you tired?
You just know it's going to be a while. It's
just staring at that ceiling fan out there.
Conversation.
I'd also like to take a moment to compliment you on your very Disney-esque mustache these days.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Look at your mustache, though.
This well, thank you,
this
sir.
Right here is I
like the nice little clipped somewhere between John Waters and Walt Disney.
You got
thing,
it. You got
you know?
It. Yeah. Somebody told me about, God, who was this? And I'm sure it's commonplace, but facial hair is like makeup for men.
Oh, and very, very much so. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Very true.
And Rory, I was at the Gold and Silver this weekend, and Leo came over and said, I saw your friend in here. You know the one with the... And he made circles around his face.
The big mustache? Yeah.
And I said, oh, Rory! And he said, I was there with church people, and I was like, he doesn't go to church. He's a godless communist. And he laughed. So me and the waiter were making fun of you after you were gone.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Brad,
you should give him a Fuck the Reverend Rory Dad sticker.
Fuck yeah.
I still have a stack of those, yeah. Mm.
I need to re-up. I've only got like 5 or 6 left.
Collector's items.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I only have a few left. Like, you know, pay me. And I'm going to just in the middle of this break here.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Sticker Guy?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing, right?
This portion of the show.
Rayleigh's.
Rayleigh's.
I was going to go. I was going to go to our actual sponsor. Ooh. This is Reno.com.
Hell yeah.
The sticks.
Over there with all of your current news and events in the Reno, Tahoe, and Truckee Meadows area and everything in between. Wow.
What is this?
And Bob Conrad is killing
Bob
it.
Bob Conrad's. This is Reno.com.
Oh, Bob Conrad. Zoinks.
Yes.
Zoinks.
Yes.
From Zoinks. That's old school Reno.
Bob's yes, news website.
It's not OGG,
It's
OG.
One of our sponsors here on the show. They carry our feed on their front page.
I did not know that.
So you can listen to the podcast while you read about very important things happening in town. Or you can also listen to their very own podcast that covers subjects from homelessness to past crimes to any number of current topics.
It's fucking awesome.
I listen to it. It's awesome, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Bob does an amazing job at everything.
You may think
of him as Zoinks, but he's so much more than just Zoinks.
He is.
There's a lot of good writers over there. There's a lot of good people putting a lot of heart into that website. And it's real news from the source. They're tackling a lot of issues, whether it's Wild Mustangs or the city council or the school board.
Word up.
It's not a corporate interest looking out for your local news. It's actually local people.
Right. Bob Conrad is not corporate interest.
Absolutely. Right. Right.
No. Neat. This next song brought to you by Monsanto.
Oh my God, we're in PBS.
And for the kids out there, Bob Conrad played with Green Day.
Wow.
No big deal. In Hawaii.
That's right. Zach Damon.
Zoinks opened
as well.
Up for Green Day in Hawaii.
Yeah, buddy
Zach Damon, yeah. Yep. Friend of the show. What
good
season?
Friend of the show.
Season two?
Three.
I
believe.
Yeah, Zach Damon.
Oh, did Big in Japan play on this?
No.
No,
well,
but I
that'd
think,
be good,
oh, we think we had Zach on where he played us his tapes, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was under. It was,
of
you're right.
Other,
that was under.
His,
maybe
for
it was
for
2 years.
Two.
Yeah, that was Luke's side project for
a
while.
That was my side project. I was shunned a little bit.
Yeah, it's a sore subject, actually.
Oh.
Good job.
Especially also when I played for Hellbound Glory as well. It's kind of like, oh.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, we'll get Nick Ramirez to fill in for you. God damn it!
Yeah.
Mr. Big for your britches.
Right, diva.
Right. I was just like, hey, I just want to be creative.
I just
want to maybe hang on to somebody else's coattails for a minute.
I just want to leave the nest for a minute.
What?
but I came right back.
Yep, like a
to,
champ.
The warm, to comforting bosom
open,
of
open arms.
Slide to fucking arms. Kodiak, motherfucker.
Slide Kodiak is in the house.
The comforting bosom of George.
you can always go home.
The comforting conspiracy of George Picard.
Oh my God, will you guys play all 9 verses of MKUltra?
Shout out to Solomon.
We got Solomon, yes, interdimensional traveler.
Yeah.
Oh, Solomon.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We met Solomon yesterday.
Yeah, I was sleeping on the floor and I heard him.
It's true.
I heard him. He came in. He said,
he let us know about the Illuminati, the true.
The real Illuminati, the not the real. One everybody just
well, he
talks
said he
about
had figured
Facebook.
It out.
Yeah, he had it. He did have it. I hadn't heard this. I'm glad he was able to.
It's probably not something you want to share with us, or is it?
Is there a song about it?
What do you think?
Can you sum it up?
No.
Well, thank you, George.
I was lying in a closet, passed out, you know, and George and Ben meet this character, and he comes in. He's all, "I have figured out the Illuminati." And George is all, "Hey, we're going to the store. You want to come?
Yeah, come to Smith's with us."
Then Ben calls me. He's like, "This guy is still with us."
Yeah, how's our beer supply? Can you
that
check?
That's the primary purpose.
I've read your books, George. I know that this is that like uncommon for you, or is this like normal?
Oh, for us to meet interdimensional time travelers?
And shit like that, Illuminati.
You know, it's kind of let up for a while, but it's coming back.
It's coming back. Dude, liquid conspiracy.
Yeah.
Flooding back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but it actually hasn't happened yet. That's
but it will.
The deal with our, that's the it's always refreshing to meet another atemporalist. And realize that our language is so time bound, right? We have words like you're going, gone, went,
begin, yes,
right. Mm-hmm. So, how do you even have a conversation with an interdimensional time traveler? I'll tell you how.
Past, post, possessive.
You go to Smith's.
DMT. His words, not mine.
This whole conversation is making me miss Jim Keith.
Jim and Jerry.
I'll raise a glass to that.
Yes, me too as well.
Hmm. Jim Keith and the Colonel.
And the Colonel.
They used his book on Last Podcast on the Left as their main thing when they talked about the Men in Black.
No shit.
Yes.
Jim Keith let the naked man in with the carrot.
Yeah.
That is so, I didn't know that piece of the story.
Yeah,
oh,
no, he was
so
the guy
awesome.
Working door that night. Yeah. Totally.
Like, sure, come on in.
Yeah, do it for your
I
homies.
Don't know how many more episodes
twice.
Later, and Rory was fired from Planet Nine
twice. Oh
and,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And
because I didn't pay any attention to the door. I was too busy talking to people.
You did coke and
no,
with
that
chicks.
Was the year I was only drinking. I wasn't doing drugs because it was like the final year of the century.
Just carrots. Oh.
This is getting way too Rory. Kim, are we interrupting something?
Huh? Oh no, I can't get a word. I can't get a word in edgewise, so I'm just checking out. It's fine, though.
That's something you don't hear very often.
You must force a path hither.
Okay. All good.
We have a song for you guys.
Yeah.
Good.
A great idea.
It starts with a T.
This song is called Patreon.
It ends with an S. There's a Q in there somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, cool. Right,
there it is. Sure. Let's do that
one. The Aqueous?
Sure. Listen, man, we can do what we want. Remember that.
Just a fashion statement. She keeps
Why are we all so quiet when the
praise Jesus.
Can we get another one?
Oh, so fucking rad.
It's beautiful.
Praise Jeebus.
Caca.
Caca.
Nice work, Brother Ben.
Oh, good work.
Can we get a twofer here? Mm. Or do you need a little break?
Selection number two, Motor Death. Same cue. Same cue.
Oh. Oh, Nick just wet his pants like Christmas Day.
Like a half hour ago.
Is that the Marianne song?
No, but we could do that one as well. Oh, I think we
Motor Bride.
Yeah.
Motor Bride.
Motor Bride. That's why I got it confused.
Yeah, let's do
I'm
Motor
sorry.
Bride.
Benjamin?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here.
Hey, yeah, we'll talk about that after this song.
Somewhere around here. Is that right? About right? Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Luke, you good?
Is it the yep? Ready?
How's that? How you doing? How's that fan? You good? You clear?
I'm,
good. You
I'm clear. I'm clear, Ben. How are you down there?
Shit.
The airlock is closed, Ben. Ready for departure.
I can't see you, Ben. I can't see you, but I want to tell you something. I love you.
Wait, I forgot which song we're doing now. Okay, okay, cool. Motor Bride. Here we go. A one, a two, one, two, three.
Well, I want you, but you don't think so.
Many years.
That just made an old man happy, you guys.
No.
Speaking of which, Merry Anarchy 15 rolling up in just a few weeks here.
Yeah. We got the announcement, too, out.
We'll have the event up on Facebook very soon.
Cadillac Kim, will you please tell.
I hope we can play that. I hope we can play it.
Please tell the people about Shelby and what happened to Shelby. Who it's for this year's, for Shelby Paxton.
Our good friend, Shelby Paxton.
Former coworker.
Yes, she has been a bartender at many, many local establishments. Currently working at Sizzle Pie. She was in a horrible car accident. Shattered her pelvis. Had a broken leg. She's laid up and can't walk for 2 months at least.
Ouch.
She's in a wheelchair. And being a bartender, that comes with no benefits. She's got no insurance and no paid time off, nothing. So in order to help her get by for a little bit, we're doing Merry Anarchy in her honor this year. So, so please show up to that. Support our friend Shelby. She's a big support of all of you. She's a big music fan. She comes to every show. She's always out. If you play music, if you're out in the bar,
out
at all,
or under
you
the
know,
table.
Yeah.
Yeah, or
you know,
working behind the bar.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
If you go out at all in Reno, you know Shelby. So support her. Support our friends. Let's do it. For
that date, time, and location again?
It is May 17th and 18th at Jub
Jub's. Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
In the afternoon and evening.
I believe we're getting started here. Let me pull up the official timekeeping sheet.
I sent you a photograph.
Yeah, Rory. I know, but my phone wants to do this FaceTime
I have it right
thing.
Here. Let me pull it up.
Well, see, you have it. Why don't you do it?
I know. It's just taking me too long while we're talking.
This is a well-oiled machine here. Well-oiled machine we got here.
I like all of this.
You understand I'm the most responsible person in this room right now.
A little bit. Perhaps most knowledgeable.
Maybe in that room.
Okay, so we've got starting on Friday at 5:30. Friday at 5:30.
Right. Yeah. You go.
Okay.
And I'll do Saturday. You
whispering Saturday in my ear. What
you
the
do
hell?
Friday, I'll do Saturday.
Okay, fine.
Rick, cut all that out.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Your
mother's home. Could have just like him tell us the times.
What the fuck?
Well, let's go.
I'm leaving all of this in. I think it's fascinating.
It gets better, you guys.
5:30 with Nick Ramirez. We have Doyle Wayne, Stewart, Matt Howlett, Todd Ballow. 7:45, the band start with Moons of Vega, Basement Tapes, Flood Fire, Death Drought, Heterophobia, Big Choir, Reno, We Have a Problem, woo! Closing out the evening.
And then day two, Saturday, Merry Anarchy 15. The schedule goes Princess Bob's.
Oh, yeah.
2:30?
Maybe, if she's not in
and
trouble.
You all know who that is.
See what Jubs.
Yeah, she'll see you, Jubs.
If she's not in trouble, we're totally playing.
And the legendary Tom Plunkett, who's played every Merry Anarchy except for last Winter Ball, he had to skip that one.
God,
but
Tom.
Motherfucking, but, wow. That's 15 years of yeah, shit. Yeah. Everyone, Tom Plunkett is opening our show because it's. You got to come Tommy. Early to see fucking Princess Bombs and Tom.
I love
that. And then
that
Zach
guy.
Ryan from Donkey Jaw is going to be playing. And then Johnny
awesome.
Harpo.
Johnny oh Harpo
God.
Playing
from
solo
Johnny Bailey
for us.
Is back.
Yeah.
So badass.
Yeah, Johnny Bailey from fucking all his bands.
He's an old friend.
And then we start the bands early on Saturday at 4:30.
Raksha Paksha is playing. Oh God, Jr., them. Which is a rad shoegaze band Rory turned us on to. Wiley Savage, who was last couple week ago's podcast from L.A. They're coming up
the
from
biggest,
L.A.
Smallest
so we got some people.
What
yeah, what is it?
The biggest, smallest place. That's what I heard.
That's Reno.
Thank
fuck
you.
Yeah.
The biggest, smallest place.
And then XXX. It's an all right. Nude show.
So
at
here's
the
story, George. George, I have to tell you the story.
Okay, please.
My father wants to play the Merry Anarchy. And I'm all, fuck yeah, Dad, you can play Merry Anarchy. So my dad names his band 10 by 10, but he wants to spell it with X's.
XXX.
Like 10 Ton Newman. 10 Ton Newman.
I had to talk to him about straight edge and all that.
And porn. Oh, that's a good point.
And porno. And
Family Feud.
But it's kind of cool because it's like a whiskey bottle. But
right, family through feud. Then you
but
lose.
My dad plays like soul music and blues, so it really awesome. Doesn't.
There comes
it's really kind of crazy.
Hopefully,
is he
going to
play
that?
Yes,
yeah.
He's playing.
When
and
night
I
is
get
he
to
playing?
Play two he songs on drums with him.
Wow.
And I'm flying over there next week, or next Friday, I'll fly out to my dad's to go practice with him to play with his band.
Right.
Are you going in a helicopter?
No, but an airplane. I am going.
He's going in his Nickmobile.
Yeah, with the Nick plane is what I'm going in. Yeah, my helicopter's out.
But okay,
out
but right deals. After them is...
So this is Saturday's lineup, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're still... Okay. Who else is playing Saturday?
Yeah.
Rory's band, One Ton Dooley, at
7:30. Your band, One Ton Dooley.
7:30.
Wait, what?
Rory's band, One Ton Dooley, at 7:30.
I make music!
And
sweet.
When I was there, I was like, man, we could play right before Eddie in the subtitles, and then Grime Dog showed up, and I was like, "Dude, I don't want to play after Grime Dog."
So, ladies,
awesome.
To translate for you at home, 10 by 10 will play, followed by One Ton Dooley, and then Grime Dog, then
Eddie
in
the
subtitles. The Shames.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Shames?
Let me stop you right there. Who's
right
playing
there.
With
the
Shames?
Yeah.
Shames as what's the lineup?
Well
that's
same,
a surprise.
The same drummer from Eddie and
the
Subtitles
other night.
Is the Shames drummer now.
Oh, okay.
Scott right. Bates.
Yeah, Scott
the
Bates.
The mighty Scott Bates.
It's not really a surprise.
We're huge fans of the Shames, the Atomics.
Yeah,
we're
huge fans.
And he's taking over for Cyril because Cyril quit.
Yeah.
If you don't know in Radio Land, now you know.
Cyril,
listen to me, man. You've done this before, and you know your way back, brother. you know your way back. But Scott'll keep the seat warm while you're out.
Fuck yeah. The Shames are 10 years old. They're not going to quit. They're like the Atomics. We'll never quit.
I know.
Except for that last show.
I mean, we're actually a franchise, and this is just the Reno Atomics. So there's a Sparks Atomics.
The Fermi Atomics are amazing.
There's really good Atomics in Boulder City.
Next week on Shark Tank.
Sun Valley Atomics are the best.
Sun Valley Atomics, yeah.
They're the best.
Okay. But we digress.
Yes.
Anyway,
the Mighty Shames. You guys have a band together.
At 9:30.
For one. You two are in a band.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're playing that night.
You are in so many bands.
We might get to play for Kyle Gass, who's playing on Saturday at Jub Jub's in the showroom.
Same night as
they're
the Kyle Gass band.
The Kyle Gass band.
Cool. Okay. But at Mary Anarchy, we still have three more bands that I'd like to mention before we diverge.
How many bands are you in right now?
One.
Why?
Well, two, if you count the one with my daughter.
Two.
Yeah.
That's two. That counts
That's
more.
Bombs.
The answer is
my daughter's
going to
be in
one
and well, two. Band.
What about you, Nick? How many bands are you in?
Yeah, I'm in seven bands right now.
That's it?
I can tell you about them all,
but I don't want to take up too much of the show.
Kim, how many bands are you in?
Zero. Zero bands.
Okay, congratulations.
So I know.
Welcome.
Success.
Yeah, she wins.
Smart woman.
Good job, Kim.
Chewy, how many bands are you
Zero
in?
Zero also. Me and Kim got it going on.
I spend way too much time in bars anyway, as it is. I can't imagine being in a band.
Shifters.
So to finish out the night at Jub Jub's
okay,
at
so
Mary
who else
Anarchy
is playing
15,
after that, Rory?
We've got the Shames at 9:30, then Dysfunctional, Condemned Innocence.
No, it's condemned existence.
Oh, wait.
That's a typo.
I was going to say, that's a band from a million years ago.
I pulled that down. That is not the way to say that. That is
name.
Some behind Come the on. Curtain shit right there.
Okay. Condemned?
Condemned.
And then existence. Closing out the night, the mighty, the powerful, the Ozymandias.
Yes. Oh, I fucking love
Gaze
them.
Upon my
They're
works.
Really good.
You should really.
Ozymandias.
Awesome.
You
they
should check out the
right
local
now,
band
you know?
Ozymandias. Yeah.
Bite the fucking heads off a bat.
Doom rock with an awesome lady singer.
Oh, a lady. Yeah. A lady singer.
And a boy singer.
She's a lady.
Too.
Oh, yes, correct. I have both.
They do everything.
But she kind of takes the spotlight and walks around with it and smashes people in the head. It's awesome.
Is there any way that we can all, just all of us,
talk at the same time?
Talk for 5 seconds together at the same time. And let's just see what kind of sound comes out.
Possible.
Can you count it off?
One, two, three, go.
Yeah,
so anyways, I was doing it.
Bullshit.
And 3, 2, 1, and out.
George Foster.
That's all fuck.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. What a beautiful exercise.
I think it was neat.
That's art right there.
That's spoken word.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that drunk show we had all those years ago.
Do we want to... We're getting really close on time, and I'd still like to do a quiz here. Should we go to a quiz or do a rapid-fire quiz?
We talked about time already.
Yeah, we talked about... It's immaterial, but to the people listening to the show while they're driving to work, it is very material.
Work. Plus, it's late, and I gotta
leave in 10 minutes. Mm.
We got two more songs for you.
Work. All right. Do it. Whatever.
All right, we're gonna Rick, give me the quiz music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my favorite time of the show, where we're gonna have all these stupid quiz questions, and they're not gonna know what to say, and it's gonna be crazy and wild, and oh my god, did they really say that on the internet? Are you ready to play?
You betcha.
Yes. Upon your death, where would you haunt, George?
Pass.
Interesting strategy. Luke?
The Calneva.
Yes!
Good answer.
Ben?
Oh, same question.
Same question to you as well.
Wherever Kevin McGeehee is.
The Red Rock band.
Red Rock.
Or home. Yeah, at home. Yeah.
Nick?
If you were on a Buddy Road movie, George, celebrity would you take with you? Shut up, I'm a little bit drunk because I'm partying with the Atomics and I just got baptized and I'm cool. I'm cool with Jesus just like Rick, so fucking...
Okay, so
anyway.
It's a toss-up.
So but wait, the question's not complete. Yeah. Who would you go with and what car would you drive on your celebrity road trip movie?
The car. You know, Ben and I are drivers of electric vehicles now. We joined the age of the electron. Yeah, I'm really enjoying that. There's a lightness to it. But anyways, neither of these two would get in that electric car with me. So I will drive my third car, which was a Mercury Monarch, 1976. I called it Rusty.
Fuck yeah.
I remember that vehicle.
Rusty, and it's both Benicio Del Toro's in the car with me, and Chloe Savini is in the car with me.
Oh, whoa.
And
nice. I like that.
One is for my wife, one is for me, and I'll let you guys decide which is which.
Lucas.
What a beautiful thought-out answer.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
I would drive to Sacramento to the local Godfather's and pick up Herman Cain in my 1979 Rally Styx GMC
van. Fucking A.
Fuck yeah.
Bam. Next.
Ben.
I got to follow that. I think me and Angela Merkel will get on my Yamaha Blaster and go into the Tananaw Valley Flats.
Oh, my God. That's
amazing. Nice. There's some very specific answers. These are good. Kim?
Okay, if you could be any two animals combined, what would they be, George? And which half would be which?
Wait, what?
If you could be any two animals combined,
I'll think about this for too long.
It's simple. Yeah. Yeah, bear snake, evenly blended.
Wait.
All right.
Yes.
Ben with the
bear
great
snake
answer.
Comes in with the interjection.
Come on.
That's Luke.
What we got, Luke?
Fucking
well,
bear
see,
snake.
I was thinking polar bear immediate. As soon as they said that, it's polar bear because we're Alaskans. That's what we do. But my second thing would be a reptile as well. It would be a lizard. A lizard bear.
A lizard bear.
Killing it down.
Wow.
That feels half stolen.
Super creative, Luke.
Yeah. Bird
well,
squash.
I'm sorry, but we came from dragon. The same womb, okay?
What kind of bird squash?
So, kind of
the bird squash. Like a rock? Like
so,
the ancient
I'm
Greek
really thinking,
giant
I'm,
bird?
I'm thinking of Harry and the Hendersons and the Birdman. The Virtues of Ignorance. Something like that, yeah.
Flash Gordon.
Bird squash.
All right.
Bird squash.
I believe in bird squash.
All right, guys. What, in your experience, you've been here for a long time, what's the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area? Even extinct ones. Tell me what you think.
Luke? Audi Boulevard. 7-Eleven.
Popular
That's
answer.
What I say.
Wait, that's the Montello one, right?
Yeah, the Montello. Yep.
Yeah. I've been
there.
It's Sutro. Is it Sutro?
It's Sutro.
No, it's Audi. Audi and Sutro. Yeah. I don't. Montello sounds familiar
to
too.
Yeah.
When we lived off Montello, that's where we walked to. I dropped acid in there one time.
It's a 3 a.m. spot.
And the high school up there.
I literally had to give a guy, a black man, $100, and I have no idea why.
Wrong.
No? No. What's your answer?
Byright, Sun Valley. Sun Valley
Byright. Sun Valley Byright.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Ben, what's your answer?
I think it's 4th and Ralston, and it's actually gone, so rest in peace, 4th and Ralston.
Wait. 4th and Ralston.
You know, it's
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a big red barn-looking thing.
It's still there.
No, but they knocked it, or they closed it down.
Closed,
yeah, they're knocking all that stuff down.
That's unfortunate.
Shit, they're renovating downtown.
Yeah, there was a crackhead that used to buy me and my friends beer there back in the early 90s.
Those goddamn renovators.
TC, what's up? If you're listening, TC, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
TC. His name?
Rick?
I had a name.
Wait. No, that was Chewy's question. Yes, your question. Yes.
What is your favorite drunk food?
Ben, we'll go with you first. Yeah, you weren't expecting that. No.
More alcohol, I would say.
Beer is food.
That
beer
is a true food. Atomic answer.
Juicies, come on, Ben. Juicies.
Unfortunately, they're not open when I'm drunk.
Shite. It's always Wednesday
night.
And
you quit too early.
That's so true.
Wednesday night, Roberto's Chicken Tacos. $1 with the hottest sauce you've ever had, and you are never right the next day.
Nice. Did Roberto's take over the crowning champion, Jim Boy's?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Jim Boy's has gray meat. Watch out for the gray meat.
All right, I have one last question,
Squatch
and we're
going
to do a couple of rapid fires. What is the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
Ooh.
Ben, we'll go with you to give George more time to think back
just
that
way,
far.
Way back there.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, whoa, you are awesome.
Jagged Little Pill?
Yep.
Not a bad album.
You just earned one of these.
Dirty cocksucker.
Ben, you're fired.
Hey, man.
Ouch.
Hey, I
don't
stand
for it. I do not agree.
Stand in my truth. Pearl Jam.
Ten. Yep. Okay.
With your own money?
With my own cash.
I want to change my answer.
I mean, you're talking about album, right? Not tape.
Well,
any, like, what was the first thing when you were little that
you bought? You bought for yourself.
Your Luke did not understand. No.
I mean, 10's a great answer.
I was
thinking
a CD for some reason, but it would immediately go to, and one of my favorites of all time, and that I still listen to on a regular basis.
You don't have the answer, do you?
Seal.
Oh.
Good stuff, yeah.
For real.
That album where his face was like the
Kiss
the
from a Rose
cover.
No, before that one was the one.
The one right before that. Okay.
Yeah. George, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I took my money from mowing the lawn to Jemco and purchased a 45 by George Harrison, "Blow Away." Blow Away
by George Harrison.
Yeah. That is about the nerdiest answer I think we've gotten.
You haven't heard the song, have you? Do you know the song?
No.
Did you ever play the B-side, or was it just an A-side?
Is one of the best words I've heard tonight, too.
You know, the B-side was awful. I should find it again to figure
sometimes
out.
Like the B-side is the same song in Spanish or German. No.
English.
Oh, Mickey, You're So Fine was like that. The B-side was like in Spanish.
Duran Duran did that was with good. The Japanese singles a lot, too. Oh.
Hey, we got a babysitter at home, and I got to hit the road.
We love you.
Hey, we got fucking
awesome.
Porn.
It was awesome to see you guys.
We got one more song before you
Chewbacca.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. We have to tabulate scores.
Who won the quiz?
Boop boop. Here, let me add things together on my calculator. But I believe the winner, beep boop 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 beep beep, is Luke with 6,427 points.
Slide Kodiak for the win.
You know, unfortunately, I'm just really used to winning.
Almost blew it with that polar bear bullshit.
I did. Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I was gonna say alligator and
tight
and a bird.
Precise.
That would've been way better.
And I will say, Ben, that bear snake answer was like a 5,000 of all of your points.
Amen.
So,
that's all my points right there.
I must have come back. I came back on something.
Yeah.
It was probably that handy you gave Nick.
Oh, yeah. You give him a mellow handy? Right? Oh, there we go.
So, quick song before they go?
Monarch or...
Quick song, play them out. Oh, are we closing it out?
I think we should.
One or two?
Can we do two or
it's
one?
Time.
I like that. I think we should.
Kim is so fucking done
it's
with
late.
Not...
You guys have been waiting for us to be here, and you can't wait for us to leave.
No,
we got two more songs for you, but
like
it's like one or two.
It's like
this episode is going to run long because it's fucking the Atomics, you guys.
Kim's just mad she hasn't gotten to talk as much as all the boys who are like excited.
Hey, Kim, why don't you have a digression right now? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hella gay for the Atomics. Sorry.
Okay. I will say a couple of things. Does anybody have anything coming up this weekend? Do you guys have any shows planned or anything you're planning on going to?
Yes, the next Atomic show. When is it?
I'm going to sleep.
You're going to sleep? That's it? Oh,
really
it's
enjoy
exciting.
That.
Yeah, we have no show.
We have no show.
All right.
I heard you guys were the secret band at Mary Anarchy. And Cake. I also heard Cake was playing.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So, I love that.
George's idols.
Thursday night, it's Loudest Folk, everybody's favorite folk showcase. Thanks, Spike, for putting this on every single month for fucking 8 years, 9 years now. Featuring Tim Holehouse and our guest next week, Basha. So they will be on the podcast next week.
Nice.
Basha's
we love
good.
Basha. They're fucking amazing.
Young girls, fuck, and dudes.
Yeah.
But,
we'll also have...
Wait, where's that?
Awesome.
Oh,
that is at Picnic.
Oh,
that's at Picnic. We also will have next week on the podcast a special speaking guest, Kyle Campbell from the band.
Kyle Campbell?
Yes. He is coming on to promote his emo night. May 11th.
Drink
182. May 11th, we have the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh, right.
At the Bluebird.
That's
so
a real thing.
So definitely make sure to check that
and
out.
Okay, and if you guys have not checked out Drink 182, here's the thing. Kyle has had to move it from bar to venue to club because it is too big to be contained
it
by any place.
It sells out every night. Every
and it is literally just like bands doing covers of emo kid songs from the 90s. So if you're in that age set, it's all of your favorite songs and all of your people you love and hate getting drunk together in one room. But, I mean, he sells out the Bluebird.
It's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
The place is fucking packed when he puts it on over there. And it's a really amazing show. It's a lot of fun. Everybody's out to have a good time. I highly recommend it.
Opening for them is Kyle's band, Morning Eyes, and then New Bound is also playing.
Newbound, Morning Eyes, we know them.
Know. And the Bluebird is where I always hire my executives.
Nice. That's
hot tip right there.
All right. Also, Friday, definitely don't miss this show at El Turris Bar. They're actually doing some stuff in the basement there again. Leftmore with Lucas Paul, who we fucking love.
Oh, yeah, we love.
And then Lucas Paul.
Never met him.
Never met him.
I love Lucas.
Who's that guy?
He can sing like a mother.
There's some other cool shit happening this week, and I'll definitely have it on the blog.
Oh, no, don't stop now.
Oh, no, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I want to get to a song.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief is at Pioneer Center.
I was just going to stay home and watch live PD, but now there's so much to do.
There's lots to do
to ask a few couple more questions of the Atomics before we go.
Okay.
Just a couple.
Before our last
Nick's wearing his interview hat.
And we like this.
Atomic City. What is this?
Oh, Atomic City.
I heard about Atomic City.
Atomic City.
It's a subterranean miracle.
We need to cover this before we go.
Atomic City is a place where people gather and where creative forces come together.
In Reno?
In a nucleus and explode. The Atomics, we have a little practice space down there. There's a little fun speakeasy, per se, for private parties. Besides that, we're looking at doing a little wine bar, coffee shop thing on the end for musicians to come and play and for the locals and the neighbors.
Is there a secret password to the
speakeasy?
Yeah,
how do we find out about it? There's actually a secret door. What's the secret password?
There literally is a false
brick door and a tunnel to get down into the place.
And the secret password is...
And,
Patreon.
Yeah. That's
right. No, it is. The secret password is for viewers tonight, if you want to get in only tonight. Totally advanced.
Totally advanced.
But hey, on a side note from your question, we are super stoked to come onto your show. I listened to it all day today. I've heard about it for a long time. I had no idea what it was until I listened. And thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah.
Really,
thank you.
You guys are great. Dream come true. This is a big episode.
And thanks for being a friend and being a long time listener.
Long time listener. Yeah,
but don't
kill
yourself.
Listen to it just now. Yeah. No, but listen, I am now a new fan, and I love it. And thanks for having us for real.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for hosting.
Awesome. You guys are great.
Thanks for hosting.
No, we're excited. The dream come true to finally have you guys playing live on the show.
So you asked if we were on our original list, right?
Yes.
So we intentionally have been abstaining from the gig.
Abstinence.
Because abstinence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's how that works. But
it also keeps you out of jail.
And remember,
Reno was like when they played every weekend? Maybe Reno was like that because the Atomics rocked so hard.
Well... That's before there were Sparks. It's a protest gig. But we've been recording and practicing, really, like getting material ready for recording.
At Atomic City, of course.
At Atomic City in the subterranean unit. And
the bomb shelter.
And the boiler is finally off, right? The boiler for the season is off.
Because it was a sweat house. We were unlike this. In amongst the boiler pipes.
Now you like that fan, don't you?
So,
we can't turn it on. It makes too much noise.
It is surprisingly dust free. Congrats on that. It's nice and clean.
Rick is a professional maid.
Oh, I know these things very well. You know? So we've been withholding on the gigage because of that. We're like, okay, we could do a gig. We do it, and then it takes us 3 months to recover from the gig.
Aww.
And we haven't made any progress, really, have we?
No, right. We haven't, but we're about to.
Okay.
We're moving the ball down
we
the field.
We will keep our eyes out for all of that.
Well, hence...
We're moving the goalposts.
In 2020.
Yep. I'll keep all of our listeners updated via our blog and Facebook account.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
We do want to play you two songs
live
back to back.
From Shady Acres Nursing Home, the Atomics.
Where are you going to talk out the show?
Yeah, let's do that.
Aww.
Okay.
This has been so fun. I want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, I'll say goodbye for you.
Okay.
For Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Josh Martin, all of the interns and everybody associated with the podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies. Oh, what? What, Reverend? What? Reverend?
We don't know what happened. We don't know what's happening here. We're,
we don't?
I think we're getting evicted.
Is this where the show starts?
No, we
do two songs. You play two more songs.
Oh, okay.
Which songs?
Okay. Oh, yeah, let me...
Monarch Baby, Moon Saucers.
Got it. Right. Let me jog back to the block. Life is short, and we love you. So good night, ladies. This is the Atomics!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Said goodbye.
Do you guys want to talk about more stuff?
I want Kim to talk.
I do too.
Kim has a lot of things to say.
Kim, what do you think about your private atomic show
tonight? I'm pretty fucking impressed and like stunned.
She looks like she's about to fall over and fall asleep.
How old were you when they were started?
I don't know, but the first time I actually saw you guys was in 2013 at the Alley. Way before I actually met you, George, and I met George in a social like setting.
Kim, that's what you and I talk about. Kim just completely dodged that age question.
I don't know. I was like 11 or 12.
You and I talked though at Shifters.
When we met though, you were not 12.
No, God, no.
We met at a dinner party
at
Greg and Melanie's.
Yes.
And it was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Four, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Right, I'm like... So you'll let the girl you've known for 4 years book you on her podcast, but the friends of yours you've known
who
for 20
is
years...
this awesome
which
chick?
Takes us
I'm
9 years
you,
and having her chase you down...
The fact of the matter is these guys don't really know what happens. I book stuff, and then I say, hey, guys, we got to go do this.
I've asked you about it!
Yeah, but finally, I got free, and then I booked stuff.
All you have to do is wander into Shifters and get drunk one night.
And finally...
find Luke.
Do you remember getting
into a conversation?
Thank you.
And then corner people in bars all the time. That's how I get them on the show. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I remember we all got molested by a giant poodle.
Oh my God,
and a cone head.
A giant what?
A giant poodle named Bruno.
Oh God, Bruno. Yeah.
You don't hear that every day.
Poodles are rad.
And he's a smart dog.
That was a fun fucking party. Dog.
So much sugar in that fireball.
I've been at some really good parties at your house, actually.
Oh, and you didn't even know.
You know, people talk. People say these things. I wish I was there.
You were.
It's that DMT.
One way or another.
I'll be there soon.
All right, one more song.
One of our favorites, one of my favorites, one of Ben's favorites.
All right, this is it. This is
you ready?
Last
you
ready? Song. Last
Moon Saucers,
song.
Guys. Let's do this.
The end of the Dog Water Sessions.
The end of the first Atomic Show.
Ben.
And 1, 2, 3, 4.
Terry satellite, source of an very strange landscape. Get yourself hypnotic. This information is strictly cosmic. It's a moon saucer helicopter. Moon saucer helicopter. Moon saucer helicopter.
Fell down the stairs.
How did you guys drink that entire
that
bottle of vodka?
You just changed the world.
That's awesome. Nice. You let riffraff in and they bring the neighborhood down every time.
Dogwater Studio.
Lock those doors and don't fuck any men.
I love parties.